There was some good sportsmanship on display at the Sydney Olympics. There were also some not-so-gracious moments. Last Monday, the U.S. 400-meter hurdler James Carter was on his way to an easy win in a semifinal heat when he waved a come-get-me taunt to the runners behind him. A day earlier in Dallas, San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Terrell Owens took his post-touchdown celebrations too far with a couple of dances that earned him a crack in the back from a Dallas player and a suspension by his own team. Tim Green analyzes pro football and keeps an eye on trends in all sports for Weekend Edition and joins me now. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, Frank.
Tim, you were at that game in Dallas. Describe what happened for us.
Well, early on in the game, Terrell Owens scored a touchdown, ran to the center of the field in Texas Stadium where there's the big blue Cowboys star, and kind of held up his arms with the football to the crowd as if to say, you know, here we are, we're going to beat you. And I could see how you could write that off and just say, hey, that was just a spontaneous celebration on his part. Mm. Moments later, Emmett Smith, the Cowboys all-pro running back, scored a touchdown of his own. And then he ran to the center of the field and, you know, stared at the 49ers bench and spiked the ball down. So, you know, at that point in time, I think it was like, well, you know, you called me a bad name and I called you a bad name, and it was no big deal. And I don't think that anyone thought anything of it. Later in the game, when the 49ers had really decimated the Dallas Cowboys, they had the game locked up, and Terrell Owens scored yet another touchdown. And then he ran back to the middle of the field again. And as he's going to the center of the field, and everyone knows what he's going to do, George Teague, who's a defensive player for the Cowboys, is racing after him, and Teague just flattened him. Mm-hmm. And although Teague's actions weren't right, there was something really gratifying about when he did it, you know? And I think that's how everyone felt about it, too. And the Cowboys didn't feel like he really did anything that wrong. And it reminded me of my two kids, you know, my two boys, when, you know, the big one will be pushing the little one around, pushing him around, you know, and all of a sudden the little one will turn around, pow, right in the nose. And, you know, the big one will look at me and say, you know, Dad, we're not supposed to hit, you know, and I'll be like, yeah, but you know what? You deserve that one. Right. And that's how I felt with Owens. Like, I felt like, boy, you deserve that one.
Well, it deserved it. And, of course, the crack that he got was an illegal hit. But you're talking about going over the line. And the thing that struck me was when I saw the celebration, it didn't appear to me as a fan to be anything more than any of the other taunting and the trash talk that goes on all the time. But clearly, I mean, if the 49ers themselves suspended Owens, they knew that this guy went over line, which I have to say is not apparent to me as a fan.
Well, there was no way the Cowboys could have won that game. Mm. And it was a humiliating and devastating loss for that team in their home stadium. And to pile that kind of display on top of it was something that just turned everyone's stomach in the context of that game.
Well, Tim, I don't want to sound like an old codger here, but, you know, you're taken together now. James Carter incident, you've got the Terrell Owens, and then over the National Hockey League, you got Marty McSorley, that trial for swinging a stick at the head of another player. Are we seeing the disintegration of sportsmanship in pro sports?
You are right. We are seeing less and less sportsmanship. And although Vince Lombardi was a very admirable football coach and won a lot of championships for the Green Bay Packers, his adage that winning isn't everything, it's the only thing, it was really, he kind of created a monster because everyone has kind of attached themselves to that in sports and the sports world and really in our society. And losing is so looked down upon that the whole concept of two sides, two teams, two individuals going out there, testing their strength, testing their tenacity, testing their toughness against one another, and then one side wins and the other side loses, and hey, it's a good contest, you shake hands, and it's just as important how you played the game as whether or not you won or lost. And we've really lost that. Well, our society is so down on anybody that loses, and winning has become everything, and I think that that's kind of sad. The good news is there's still people out there like 49ers head coach Steve Mariucci who just said, no, we are not going to act in this way.
Tim Green analyzes pro football for Fox Television and for Weekend Edition. His new book is called Letter of the Law. He joins us from member station WAER in Syracuse, New York. Tim, thanks so much.
Frank, thank you.